Yo, what's up, fellas? Welcome back to the Joshcast. Feels good, man. I'm getting a consistent thing going with these episodes. You know, back in the day, I would have just uploaded one and then disappeared for 6 months. I'm still trying to pick the right day I want to upload these. I'm thinking either Monday or Friday. I haven't decided yet. I feel like getting this podcast on the schedule is going to help me stick to it better. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about in today's episode. This one's going to be a bit longer than the last one. I want to dive into a bunch of stuff. I got a few updates I want to run past you guys regarding music and this podcast as well. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the new Batman movie that just came out, the Obi-Wan show, and I also got some current event stuff that I want to talk about too. And how could I forget this secret project that I'm talking about in the title of this podcast? But before we jump into all that, let me give you a few updates with what I've been up to. First, I got some new merch dropping pretty soon. I spent the past couple of months getting a new drop put together that I think you guys are really gonna like. I'm also gonna restock the Black and Red Lonely Vibes hoodie. I know you guys have been wanting that back in the store. For music, I got a new song dropping pretty soon for Josh A. I'd say expect an announcement like on the horizon. And in regards to the blurry object on my desk and the art, I talked about it in the last episode, but there will be an announcement for that like pretty soon, but you'll just have to be patient to find out what it is. A few of you have pretty much already guessed what it is, but you know, for the ones that don't, I'm just gonna stay quiet. And to the ones that have figured it out, I would ask that you kind of be respectful of the surprise for anybody who doesn't know. Like, don't go out of your way to ruin the surprise. And there are so many things I wish I could tell you guys about the other stuff that's in the works, but you'll just have to wait and see. And one more thing I want to say is I'm working on eventually getting a proper studio setup for the podcast, so that way there can be not only audio but video as well. Like, the animated art is cool and all, but I think adding video is going to help make this podcast way more sick. Okay, so with those updates out of the way, ever since I dropped the last episode, I've been thinking about how I can structure this bad boy out. And what I want to do is sort of a Q&A type deal at the beginning of each episode. So make sure if you guys want me to talk about any specific topics or things going on, just leave a comment or tweet at me and tell me what you want to hear. If you leave a comment on the video version of the podcast, it's not only a way that we can have a conversation, but it's also a huge help to support the growth of the show. So anything you guys want me to talk about, just leave a comment. And now what I'm going to do is reply to some of the comments from the last video that stuck out to me. So the first question I got is probably the most common one, which is the podcast coming to Spotify? Well, boy, do I have news for you. It already is. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All you gotta do is just search the Joshcast and it should pop right up. I also made it one step easier for Spotify users. If you go to my Josh A page on there, just scroll all the way down and you'll see a playlist that has every episode ready to go right there. It's called the Joshcast. You just click it and boom. If you click follow on the podcast, then Spotify will actually update you as soon as it's live. It might be a better way than relying on YouTube because most of the time, YouTube does not push out my videos. The next comment I got is, please make these longer, bro. And trust me, brother, I got you. Whenever I talk about the Batman, that's going to tack on like 10 to 15 extra minutes. The last episode was a little shorter because I was still getting back into the swing of things and I didn't want to cover a bunch of topics right away. But the range of these episodes is probably going to be like 30 to 40 minutes max because I really want to focus on quality over quantity. The next comment, you got to get Mr. T-Lexify on here one day. He knows a lot about life motivation and stuff. I also know you two are friends. Hee hee. Can't wait for the next one. Yeah, that is definitely an episode of this podcast that I want to make. I think that would be so cool because we have a lot of history and he's sort of intertwined in my come up. I'd also be really interested to talk about his story and what he wants to do in the future with his content. And we can definitely talk about how ridiculous it was that I used to be his editor back in the day before I became a rapper. Every once in a while, I think back on those days, and it's just so funny to me that I was doing that. And it's really just proof that you can start from any position in life and get to where you want to be. The next comment is, get lesser known artists on the podcast, talk to them about chasing their dreams, share advice and knowledge on how you did it. It would help people manifest things and relate hearing from somebody unknown and hearing you share your experience and wisdom with them at the same time, maybe putting somebody on. Big fan of the idea of chasing dreams and you helping people do it. I think this is a great idea. I would love to talk to people who are up and coming and who are like on the cusp of doing big things. If you're interested in hopping on the podcast, just shoot me an email or tweet at me or leave a comment. My email's right there on my about page on YouTube. If you're building something cool and I like what I see, I think it would make a great episode, then I'll hit you back and get you on. For the next comment, this person said, you should talk about what your creation process looks like from start to finish, what it looks like to create a Josh and Little Revive song. It would be cool to see that sort of insight into your process of creating something from nothing. So I've thought about doing that for a while, but the reason I haven't done that is because I don't really want to give away the sauce. My process is kind of the culmination of years and years of fine-tuning and honing in on my abilities. If I ever did something like that, it would probably have to be like a class or even just an in-person one-on-one thing with somebody because I have a lot of gems, and I don't like to share those gems unless I really like you or I know you in person. But if you do want to see a little bit of what my process looks like, last year I did an interview with Spin Magazine, and in that there's a video of me actually in the studio working. Maybe like years from now, when I've done everything I've wanted to do with music, like way far down the road, then I might let you guys in a bit, but for now, I still got a lot of stuff I want to do. So yeah, that pretty much sums up the Q&A section. In the next episode, I'll probably answer way more because now you guys know to comment some questions. There were a few questions I didn't answer because I've answered them in the past like so many times, but people still keep asking, like, for instance, when are you doing another Better Off Dead? But just to avoid getting these types of questions all over again, I'll just lay it out now. So Better Off Dead was a trilogy. It's completed. I don't want to make more because it would just be overdone at that point. Like, me and Jake are focusing on making our own music because we don't want to just only be known as a duo. We're trying to do our own thing without being compared to each other every time we drop our own songs, and it just felt like we were being put in the box of being a duo or a group when that was never the intention in the first place. Like, we're solo artists. We had made music before we met, and now, like, I'm not saying we won't make music one day in the future, but for now, just let us move on and stand on our own two feet. That's like straight up all we want. So yeah, hopefully that clears it up. It's the only time I'm going to reply to these kind of questions. I'm only looking for questions that are about what I'm doing. And speaking of what I've been doing, so a few days ago, I tweeted out that I had made this unfinished Zombies map based off of Little Revive and Grim Peaks. And that's the secret Little Revive project I'm referring to in the title of the video. And I actually got the idea to finally show you guys this from this comment here that was asking about a Little Revive BO3 Zombies map. I don't know if this guy was just joking or if he is like my secret FBI agent that watches over me, because I had been working on one like this whole time. It was about 7 or 8 months ago when I was finishing up Grim Peaks 3. I actually had the idea to do a custom Call of Duty Zombies map that tied into the whole Grim Peaks world. But as the drop date for the album got closer and closer, I realized that it would be borderline impossible for me to like pull it off, because I was doing the whole map making process, like, you know, placing each wall, adding textures, all that stuff, completely by myself. I don't know if you guys know what it takes to make a custom Zombies map, but I was clearly in over my head, because most of the time when like a new custom Zombies map comes out, it's made by a team of people, or like, you know, three people at the very least. And I was just sitting in front of the computer by myself, just cramming Red Bulls until 5 a.m., just making this stuff. Before I show you guys all the details, I do want to say that I do have plans to finish this. It will happen. And I'm probably going to tie it into the next Little Revive project that comes out. So yeah, let's get into it. So like every great idea, it all starts with Fortnite. If you're listening to this on Spotify, you might want to switch to the YouTube version, because this portion of the episode is going to be a very visual one. So yes, it all began with Fortnite. I started out in creative mode in order to get the layout of the map. Please excuse the Rick and Morty skin. But you basically start out in this elevator that like takes you down to Purgatory, and it opens up. You're in the Grim Peaks Asylum. It takes you down this hallway that has like doors on either side, which is like it's this gross abandoned asylum. You walk through, there's like a little lobby and everything, and then you buy the door to that, and it leads you outside to this like parking lot / street area. So yeah, there'd be like this ambulance with a mystery box in front of it. There would be Little Revive's shack, which is kind of similar to Jason's shack from the Friday the 13th series. And then there's also a studio, which you go into the studio, and there's going to be like my posters on the wall for my albums. And behind it, like inside the vocal booth, is going to be a 3D model of me, probably the model from the Lonely Vibes album cover. And beyond that, it leads to the entrance to this like carnival, which is kind of the main Grim Peaks area. My whole idea of Grim Peaks is it's kind of like this Beetlejuice / Halloween town meets like a creepy old carnival. In that section, we would have various carnival attractions. I'm thinking like a carousel and a Ferris wheel. There would also be a little cafe and a gift shop. And the gift shop would actually have like specific Lonely Vibes clothes in there, which I think would be a really cool touch. And that would also be where you turn on the power. And in the next area, there's like a Little Revive statue, the castle from the Grim Peaks album covers, and there's a movie theater. The Little Revive statue basically acts as your way to get into the castle. You have to kill a bunch of zombies and feed the souls into the statue. And there would probably be a challenge in the castle. Wherever the castle goes on lockdown, you have to kill a bunch of zombies inside of it. And that would unlock a music Easter egg, which I'm thinking would be like either a song or the next Little Revive album. And another cool feature that I think would be sick would be utilizing some kind of cave system where the castle is sort of like submerged in these rocks a bit. And it would basically act as a way to get around the map faster. Like if you take the left side, it would take you to Josh A's house. Or if you take the right side, it would take you to the inside of the movie theater. And in the movie theater, I think it'd be really cool to have that as a way to drop a music video. It could be playing on the screen, and maybe there's like a whole other Easter egg that you have to do involving, you know, film reels or whatever. You have to collect all the reels and then put them in the projector, and then it plays the video. That would be pretty sick. I have a lot more Easter eggs planned for this map, but the only thing is I don't want to reveal them because I don't want this to basically act as like a guide to beat the Easter eggs before the map's even out. Like, there's a whole other section of the map that's going to take a lot of effort to be able to get to. And I just sort of want this to be a nice community thing where everybody can come together to try to figure out how to complete all the Easter eggs and stuff. So after I made this complete monstrosity in Fortnite, I decided to move over to Mod Tools and Radiant to actually start building it. And the thing about being a Call of Duty Zombies fan and stuff, and knowing about custom maps and all that, you know, you're always thinking in the back of your mind, oh, this idea would be a really cool map, but too bad I don't know how to do it. Well, I said, screw that. I just dove right into it and thought, you know, all the tools are there. Why not just take a day or two and just take a stab at it? And it's just so funny to me because, like, you know, being a rapper, this is probably the least rapper thing you would expect one to do. We're not buying ridiculous stuff and doing drugs and all that. Like, we're out here making zombies maps. So here's what I managed to put together in about a week and a half from having never touched the program before to make custom maps. Everything you're seeing, every wall, floor, ceiling, light, all that, every object, all that was hand placed by me. The textures too, I had to like apply the textures to everything. To like a pro custom zombie map maker, like this probably looks like nothing, but to me I feel like Da Vinci over here. And like I explained before, it follows everything from the Fortnite map. Basically, you're in Grim Peaks Asylum, you see this like lobby here, and behind the desk there's going to be Quick Revive, there's Gobblegums there, and then you buy the door, you go outside. And I love this reveal whenever you go outside, because, you know, To somebody playing it for the first time without knowing about any of this stuff, they might start up the map and be like, oh, this is boring. And then they open the doors and it's this massive reveal. So in its current state, the map is pretty much unfinished. There's a lot of placeholder objects, like the truck needs to be an ambulance. The T-posing model needs to be me, obviously. But what you got to understand is that my bandwidth only reaches so far. I have albums I got to make. I got cover art I gotta get made. I got merchandise I gotta design. But yeah, my idea to sort of speed up the whole process of doing this just by myself, what I want to do is hire somebody to properly make this. Like, they'll use this as a reference and then they'll make everything else, because like, this is some high octane, high level nerd stuff that I don't know if I can pull off myself. The big thing is like making and importing 3D models, as well as coding. Coding is probably the most difficult thing, and that's something that is a very tedious process that I don't think I can do by myself. If I did everything 100% by myself, it would probably take like a year, but if I can hire people to work on it for me, then I could probably get it done in about, I would say, a couple months. So yeah, this is something that you probably wouldn't have ever expected me to do or even attempt, you know, even with as terrible as it looks in its current state. Like, it is kind of a feat in and of itself for me to do something like this. I've been noticing, you know, just as I get older and just as time passes, that I find myself falling in these cool new hobbies. And this is just, you know, one in the plethora of secret projects that I have going on. Like, there's so much I could show you, but I wanted to show you this one because I feel like this is an exciting thing. And I know that there's a lot of Zombies fans in this community. And I also thought with showing you guys this, that maybe you can like leave a comment or tweet at me, give me some ideas for what else I could add to the map, because maybe there's something that I'm not even thinking of, you know? So yeah, that's the big secret reveal. Let's get into the other topics for today's episode. Now, I imagine you guys do not care about sports whatsoever, and I didn't either. But as you've probably seen in the news, our boy, the legend, the GOAT, Tom Brady is back. And most people are probably excited he's back because that means that they can win another Super Bowl or something lame like that. Nah, the reason I'm excited he's back is because my line in Cold Heart finally makes sense again. I had a line in the second verse. It was back in 2016, I was down on my luck. Then I finally switched teams. Now I'm Brady with the Bucks. I wrote that line with Z-Wall, and whenever we came up with that, dude, it was like a caveman discovering fire. We were just going crazy. And then like a week before the song comes out, Tom Brady retires, and it just ruins the line. Like, it's not Brady with the Bucks now, it's Brady in the nursing home. I was just so disappointed because it's like, I had this fire line, and then suddenly the context is just ripped from the line. But then like a week ago, he rose from the ashes, he came back, and he said, Josh, your line will make sense again. You know, I think that's why he came out of retirement. He realized he ruined my song and he wanted to make it up to me. But all jokes aside, I am pretty excited because this past football season, I actually like just got into football. I've now become the thing I hated. The typical dumb male who watches sports. But I don't know why, like, I must have been super bored or something because the football season started and I just started following along and it was kind of cool. And I think it's mostly because of the theme song. Like, listen to this. This is crazy. Like, that might be the most fire theme song to anything ever. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a sports guy now. And the Bucks are my team because they're Florida. That's where I'm from. It totally doesn't have anything to do with Tom Brady being on the team and leading the Bucks to a bunch of Super Bowls. And during the next football season this year, you know damn well I'm going to be decked out with like some Buccaneer slippers. I'm going to be in my recliner. It'll be a whole ball of fun. So the next thing I want to talk about, you know what it is, fellas. The Batman. I think in just about every podcast, depending on what movies are coming out and stuff, I really do want to talk about movies because I'm a huge film buff. It's probably the most annoying quality about me to anybody who knows me in person. So yeah, just expect like movie reviews or movie discussions in like probably every podcast. Again, it depends on what's out. If it's a bad week or a bad month for any movies, I'll probably just talk about something else, but yeah. So really, like, what else is there to say about this movie that hasn't already been said? This movie's a masterpiece, in my opinion. I absolutely loved what Matt Reeves did with the Planet of the Apes movies, and whenever I heard that he was going to be doing the Batman, even back whenever he was doing it with Ben Affleck, I was stoked. And whenever he dropped out and they brought in Robert Pattinson to do, like, a whole new story, I immediately knew this was going to be perfect. For a while, and even leading up to the release, so many people would, like, discount Robert Pattinson, they would count him out because, oh, he's just Edward from Twilight. But if you really look through his career, he starred in some really good stuff, like The Lighthouse, and my personal favorite, Good Time, by the Safdie brothers, who did Uncut Gems. I knew he was gonna kill it, and guys, I gotta tell you, I've been waiting on this movie for like 3 years. I'd be following like any production updates, any details about the movie, and then the trailer came out, and then the movie got delayed, and then the moment finally came, right? And man, this movie was so good, zero cap detected. It completely blew my expectations out of the water, and my expectations were pretty high already because, again, I'd been waiting on this movie forever. One of my favorite things about this movie was that with all the pressure of trying to live up to the Christopher Nolan movies like The Dark Knight, because the bar was so high, this one just does its own thing, and it doesn't even care about that universe or trying to make it like that universe. Weirdly, I've seen people saying that it relies too much on the Dark Knight style realism, but I don't agree with that, because just because it has a realistic aspect to it, doesn't mean that it's flat out copying The Dark Knight. Like, yeah, it has realism, but it has its own flair and style to it. It almost feels like an amalgamation of the like beautiful cinematography from an A24 film paired with the dark existential reflection of society that a David Fincher movie might have. I wasn't getting Christopher Nolan vibes at all from it. And if you think the only identifying factor of a Christopher Nolan Batman movie is just that it has realism, I think the foundation of that argument falls apart right there. And one thing that's been pissing me off, I've been seeing this a lot on TikTok because, you know, I'm fully immersed in Batman TikTok. But the thing that's been pissing me off is almost like the opposite of the last complaint that people had. Like where instead of just saying that the Batman is a great movie, they feel this unnecessary need to trash the Christopher Nolan movies. They also do it with Marvel too. Like, I'm not the biggest Marvel fan, so I don't mean to sound like a white knight trying to defend this, but I see people putting Marvel movies down to make the point that the Batman is so good. Like, I never understood that with human psychology. you can just say the movie is good. You don't have to put something else down to say you like something. Both can exist. Like, I saw somebody say that the Batman was so good it made the Dark Knight look like trash. And, dude, you gotta be out of your mind to say that. Like, this is my personal favorite Batman movie so far, but you can't even deny that The Dark Knight wasn't an amazing movie. Okay, let me stop being a massive nerd and defending this comic book movie. let's get into what I liked about it. So the way this movie opens up is just ballsy as hell. It pretty much starts out like a horror movie. Like, you have the Riddler's point of view as he literally kills a guy, and that's just how the movie starts out. I took that as basically a giant sign to any parents who brought their, like, 7-year-old kids to this movie that this is not a Batman movie for little Timothy. This is a comic book movie for the real manly men. The runtime of the movie, I've seen some people complain that it's too long, but me personally, I could have been in that theater for like 6 hours. The casting of this movie, chef's kiss. Robert Pattinson is perfect as Batman / Bruce Wayne. The way how he plays him is great. I really liked how they set up his character where he's still got a long way to go and things to learn. He still has to learn how to put on that Bruce Wayne playboy persona. He's still making small mistakes here and there and learning from them. I think they wrote his character in a way that sets up for a pretty solid arc for a trilogy. Like, we're going to be able to see him grow over the course of several movies. It's kind of funny because I saw people say, oh, he's supposed to have the Bruce Wayne persona, where is it? But I think they, like, misunderstood the point of why they did that in the movie. He's still only 2 years into this and fueled entirely by vengeance. By the end of the movie, he learns that there's more of a point to what he's doing than just seeking revenge, that he could maybe be a hero too. And I think now that he knows that, we're going to see that Bruce Wayne persona come into play more, where he's like driven for the purpose of selfless heroism as opposed to selfish justice. Man, I really be spitting. But yeah, so Robert Pattinson was great. And Paul Dano as the Riddler was like equally as great. I would highly recommend looking at other Paul Dano movies because he's probably one of my favorite actors out right now. From Prisoners to Love and Mercy to There Will Be Blood, like, he's great. And I think a really underrated part of his performance in this movie is the, like, contrast between him when he's wearing a mask to when he's not. And I think that's punctuated by the fact that he says that he feels like his true self whenever he's wearing a mask. So before you see his face and you're only introduced to him as wearing the mask, he portrays it so terrifying. And whenever he is unmasked and you can see his face and he comes across as, like, very timid and awkward, I thought that was a beautiful contrast. And to have the ability to portray that on film, wherever when he's wearing a mask, he's like this fearless, terrifying, evil person. But then whenever the mask is taken off, he's just awkward and shy and weak. That, in my opinion, is some damn good acting. And everybody else played their roles perfectly too. Like, Colin Farrell completely disappeared into the Penguin. Like, there is no trace of Colin Farrell in that performance. Zoe Kravitz, Jeffrey Wright, Andy Serkis, all great too. And dude, whenever the Batmobile is first introduced, that is like one of my favorite scenes in any Batman movie ever. And listen, I don't buy DVDs or Blu-rays or anything like that, but I'm definitely getting this movie on Blu-ray. I mean, hell, I might even get the popcorn vessel while I'm at it. I will give this movie 5 Batman popcorn vessels out of 5. Next, you guys already know, I gotta talk about the Obi-Wan show. Dude, I'm just completely nerding out on this episode. I don't even care anymore. So the prequel trilogy is my personal favorite trilogy. I grew up on the original and the prequels, but I got to watch the prequels in the theater as a little kid, and those movies made my childhood. Like, I had the toy lightsabers. I thought I was a Jedi. I watched the Clone Wars series, and watching the trailer, it straight up felt like I was transported back to being a 7-year-old again. You know, like, we got Ewan McGregor back as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and even crazier, we got Hayden Christensen coming back as Darth Vader. And dude, like, the trailer just looks great. We finally got new prequel content. We can finally have some some new material for prequel memes, because, like, I don't know if you guys follow the prequel meme pages, but it feels like every single frame of those movies can or has already been a meme. So yeah, I mean, I'm stoked. I think what I want to do is, when that series drops, I do reviews each week on the podcast, you know, like recapping each episode. I'll probably do that with the next season of The Boys whenever that drops in, like, June, I think. So to conclude the movie segment of this podcast, I'm a massive nerd. And to close out the podcast, the last thing I want to talk about is dealing with anxiety, or almost like social anxiety. I really like talking about motivational or helpful stuff, as you heard in the last episode. I did want to say that I was really moved by your guys' response to my little rant on chasing your dreams. Like, it just means a lot to me that I can offer some type of inspiration or even, like, some type of help to people even outside of music, because this whole time I thought I was just, like, a one-trick pony, that my only means to inspire people was just by dropping a song, or it was just through the music. But after reading through all the comments on the last episode, it definitely solidified that I really want to make the motivational talks its own segment on the podcast. Maybe, you know, I close out every podcast with this type of stuff. So on today's episode, I want to talk about social anxiety, and specifically how the fear of how others perceive you can really be like a massive roadblock to your own personal happiness and even doing the things that you want to do in life. I feel like I have a lot of personal experience with this, because this has been a massive problem in my own life, and maybe I can talk about my experiences as a musician that have helped me cope and overcome it. I mean, I'm nowhere near perfect, and I'm still working on this to this day, but maybe it would be like nice to know that I'm gonna say it, you're not alone, out now on Spotify. So I have so many insecurities as a person, and there was a point a few years ago where it dictated my life so much that I would avoid doing certain things, like the podcast, for instance. I was so scared of being perceived as cringe by other people that I just stopped doing it entirely. And where that stems from is because I used to, and still do to an extent, hated the sound of my own voice. And I know that's funny to say as a guy who literally makes a living with my voice, but that's anxiety. You know, a lot of times your own anxiety can seem completely irrational to other people. And it was the same thing with the state of this channel. Like, there were gaming videos that I always wanted to do that I would just end up deleting, or I would quit making them because I was scared of other people's perception of me. Even though everybody enjoyed those videos, and I myself loved making them, it was just nerve-wracking having them up because I felt like I was going to be labeled as cringe or lame. And over the past few months, I thought about it, and I realized I've overcome this before. Like, back in the day, I used to get roasted by people around me in real life for doing music. And like, don't get me wrong, I had people who were supportive of what I was doing, but there were people who would make fun of me because I wanted to be a rapper, that because I had a dream, I was for some reason cast out and considered lame. I was even hesitant to post songs because I was scared of people finding it and making fun of me in real life. But then eventually, it just clicked for me. I was going through some problems, and I knew that music was one of the few things in life that made me happy. I couldn't just avoid doing what makes me happy and fear that someone was going to laugh at me. So I guess I just flipped the switch and stopped caring. Like, if anybody was going to look at what I was doing and call it lame, I just didn't care. Like, oh, you don't like it? Okay, that's your problem. And doing that, it just opened the floodgates. I felt so inspired because I just blocked out any judgmental eyes watching over me. I could basically just create in peace. I was having fun. It was complete freedom to unshackle myself from the burden of caring what others think. So reminding myself of that, that's how I decided I wanted to do the podcast again and give this channel the attention I've always wanted to give it. It's all about just shutting out the fear of cringe. You know, even back when I was doing live shows before COVID, that mindset would get me out there on that stage and perform in front of you guys. That mindset pushed me to walk out into the crowd and perform fearless in front of you guys. And that's kind of funny too, because I guess that's what the Fearless album and the song is all about. You know, do what you want to do. Screw what people think. As long as you're not bringing people down or hurting other people and you're only focusing on spreading good vibes, then who cares if people call you cringe? Are you happy? If you found something that brings you total happiness, then the opinion of others should not factor into what you do. If people like it, that's a great cherry on top, but just remember, you can't have the cherry without the sundae. So yeah, I think I'll leave it at that. You know, this might be my favorite episode I've done so far. You know, we talked about quite a bit. I've shown you guys how truly nerdy I am, gave you some updates on the main music stuff, showed you the zombies map, talked about movies, talked about our boy Brady, and of course, as always, you know, some nice little life talks. Being able to do this podcast honestly feels pretty therapeutic for me. Like, it's nice to just be able to talk to myself like a crazy person and get everything out of my mind. I got a pretty overactive brain, so it's like a massive brain dump when I end each episode. I am going to start looking into getting some guests in here soon, though. Like, every once in a while, I want to have somebody come in for a segment, and either I interview them, or we just talk about something that's going on in the world. like whenever football season starts up, I'm definitely getting Z-Wall in here because he's pretty much the only dude I talk about sports with. I also definitely need somebody to argue about movies with. Like, if there's any movie reviewer YouTubers out there or people who like specialize in that type of stuff, hit me up. Let's talk about it. And it would be so sick to have like guests in who are experts in a certain subject that I'm interested in that I think you guys would like. But most importantly, I would love to get some other musicians in. It'd be great to just talk shop with these guys. But yeah, anyways, that'll do it, guys. I'll see you in the next podcast next week. Peace.